paid him 30, you feed him. Agree?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes.
Please explain.
Well, you paid him to be the guy, so let him be the guy. And I look at 10 targets, and yes, Juwan Jennings got 12. That, for me, is not a problem. Now, if Juwan Jennings had 12 and Brandon Ayuk had 5, and he had catches on all 5, and the targets were 12-5, then I think that you would have a case. But you paid him to be the one, and Juwan Jennings got more targets because two things. One, I do think Juwan Jennings was open more, and also, he was on a little bit of a heater. And I wanted to ask TJ that. The phone was a little bit choppy, and so, you know, we didn't get a chance to get into everything, and thankfully, we'll get TJ on again because he's such a good guest and a friend of the program and all the rest of it. But I wanted to ask him about when you have a receiver who's on that kind of a heater where he has the Randy Moss catch, he's got a sliding catch, he's got one in triple coverage, he's got 3 touchdowns. In that case, as an offense, do you want to like ride the hot hand? Is there such a thing in football as riding the hot hand?
I got to admit what I feel is at least a small bit of confusion coming out of that conversation. And here's what I mean. If the world's going to compliment Brock Purdy for what? What does he do so well?
He sees the field.
Okay. So if you're going to move through progressions, and that's what you do really well, and then the ball ends up where it ends up, how are we then going to turn around and go what feels to me like the exact opposite direction, which is, that's your boy, force it to your boy. Like, that doesn't add up to me. And when one receiver catches all but one of his targets and goes for 3 touchdowns, and outside of one play where he ripped the ball out of someone else's hands, outside of that, was very open, especially on his touchdown throws. Holy hell, very, very open. I have a hard time with the idea of Brock is out there going through progressions and he sees something like, dude, fire, throw. It's that quick. You're supposed to ignore now what you see? Like, TJ made it sound like Kyle Shanahan's playing Madden, and he's just going to push the A button, because Brandon is the A player. And I like my perception, I get what he's saying to a point, that you're going to scheme something and you feel like based on this defense, that's likely where the ball is going to go. But how many times have you heard Kyle even say, like, that's not where we thought the ball was going to go, and that's where the ball ended up going? I just don't think that it makes sense for you to go to the line of scrimmage like I do in Madden, because I'm almost 50 and I don't have the hand-eye coordination for the 8 buttons on the Xbox controller. I go to the line of scrimmage, I already know who I'm throwing the ball to, because I'm not going through progressions while my teenage kids tackle my quarterback.
Right.
Like, that's not the way to play in the NFL, though. Not going to, like, locking in on someone pre-snap because you paid him $30 million, that doesn't, like, I get where he's coming from, but that doesn't feel like the way to play football.
Not at all, especially when you have Kyle Shanahan in the scheme and you're trying to scheme a guy open. And I'm just thinking about how many plays that they ran where Ayuk was open and they chose to go elsewhere and it didn't work. And the one play, which I mentioned, was when Ayuk was wide open down the middle of the field on a broken coverage and Brock Purdy appeared to see him and chose not to make the 50-yard throw, and he took the easy throw to Jennings, and you know, they got, I think, 6 yards out of it, and ultimately it did not result in them winning the football game. But outside of that, it seems like every time he went Jennings' way, Jennings was open, and it worked. I mean, he was 11 of 12 on catches versus targets.
And the other side to this conversation, and I think that we accurately brought it up with TJ, is this. There is absolutely no escaping that he has dropped 4 of the targets that he does have. I'm sorry. You can't escape that. You may not. You cannot just decide that I know you paid me $30 million, so you've got to stick with it. There is a culpability for that at minimum on both sides. I don't think BA is, quote, not getting open, at least not consistently. So I'll give him his credit for that. I think that he has been open. I think he does have some catches, and there have been a few times where he's open and he didn't get the ball. So that's fine to be part of the conversation. But to sort of strike this tone, you paid me 30, now you need to feed me and let me show you what I can do. But three games into the year, you've got five drops, one of them in the end zone. And the tone that you set coming out of that is, come on, Kyle, feed me the ball. No. No. You dropped the ball. A lot. And TJ admitted to us that he said to Brandon straight on the phone in early August, dude, take the deal. Oh, we need to figure a couple other things out. Do you? Are those things worth this? You're 1-2 with five drops, and your wide receiver three got more yards in the first half last week than you have all year. So no. Like, I think it's impossible to get away scot-free on this one and say they're not feeding him the ball enough. That's a hard take for me to hear.
Jennings, 21 targets through three games. Brandon Ayuk, 20 targets through three games. So does Brandon need to have 30 targets through three because he's making $30 million? Now, Debo's got 19 targets through two games, yep. And he played two full games. And he went out at the very, very end of that game.
And Brandon, remember, did not play his full complement at least week one.
Right, and yep. He played most of the complement in game two. And, you know, one of the targets he did get on Sunday was what Adam Amin on the play-by-play called a pop pass, which is where Brock Purdy's in the pistol and he just, boop, you know, flips it forward, which counts as a target and yep. a catch. That was one of the catches he did get. So if they would have targeted Brandon Ayuk a little bit more, would they have won the football game? I don't think so.
Wow.
I look at if you don't commit two ghastly PIs and miss a field goal and have Ronnie Bell drop a pass that would put you into surefire field goal range, you win the game. For me, it wasn't about BA's targets. That, to me, was not the difference between winning and losing that game.
Well, that even that position group was not. Like, I think you could make that point if you're like, the Niners got beat 24-10, and every time Brock went back to throw the ball, like, you know, he threw it to other wide receivers, and none of them performed. Well, quite the opposite is obviously true. If we're at a list of problems from Sunday, how many do you say out loud before you get to the quarterback-wide receiver connection? I'd argue it was the only thing that worked.
Outside of Ronnie Bell.
Well, right. And that was two plays, and he's wide receiver five, even with one of them hurt.
But he was wide receiver three on Sunday.
Well, no, I mean,
that's
on that particular play. But well, I mean,
Conley had no catches, no targets. Yes. So I mean, he was basically wide receiver three. The only catch he got was on that whatever they call it, the okie doke or the final play of the game where
Ronnie
pitchy,
Bell's
pitchy,
catch.
Pitchy, woo woo. Yep. That was Ronnie Bell's only catch of the game. But your top two receivers went 16 for 223 and three touchdowns. Jennings and Ayuk combined. So I don't think that the wide receiver, and as we've discussed, they do a lot of two receiver sets with Kyle Juszczyk on the field or two tight ends or both. And so you're a two wide receiver team, and your two wide receivers went 16, 223, and three touchdowns. So to your point, that was not the issue. That was not the problem.
That was not the issue. And TJ knows that to a degree when he spoke about defense. That's the Niners' problem right now. And look, you know, you wrote this on YouTube, and I think this is incredibly accurate. For anybody who's listening to TJ and they're going, well, this sounds quite biased to me. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, we could have Nick Bosa's mom on again, and you'd be like, you know what? I think she likes Nick.
Thank you.
Like, well, yeah, TJ works directly.
Yikes.
He's a wide receiver, and he works directly with Brandon, and they talk all the time.
Oh, that's not fair.
So, yes, he is biased, and you called it telegraphed.
Right.
And it is.
Yeah.
So, but I don't
Not every interview has to be a neutral party. And, you know, I thought when you and I, when we have TJ on, he's open to the hard question.
Yeah.
He's able to answer it, and I think that's great.
Completely. I don't think that means that you're not getting anything out of the conversation. I just think the one area maybe it's two areas where I disagree with TJ, is when he says, look, when you're not winning, you got to feed your guy the ball. And I'm thinking, well, hold on a second. That's not why you're not winning. Brock dropping back and finding a wide receiver is not why you're not winning. That had literally nothing to do, I'd argue, with the two losses that they had. Certainly not this week's loss. Certainly not this week's loss. So, you know, the other side to it being simply the idea that in a Shanahan offense with a Brock Purdy-style quarterback, all these compliments that we've given to him over the last 2 years with regard to the way he processes and sees the field and goes through progressions and all of the things that he feels, now you want this offense of like, dude, drop back and just force it to your guy so he can show you how great he is. I don't know. I'm not really interested in that. I'm not interested in Brandon showing off. I'm interested in Brandon making the plays that are offered to him. And so far this year, he hasn't done it very well.
Right, and Kyle is not interested in that either. And you could look at last year when you had Christian and George and Debo and Brandon all healthy for almost the entire year, and the target share was very balanced. And that's what Kyle wants. He wants to run it and pass it 50% apiece, and he wants to be able to spread the ball around to a number of different weapons. And when you don't have Debo or George or Christian, that becomes more difficult.